I love gay sex. When I was 18, I lived with 8 gay guys. They would have sex round the clock. Someone was always fucking or sucking. While one of the guys was in the kitchen cooking, there could be 3 having sex on the couch at the same time. My bedroom was on the sleeping porch, no windows between my bed and the living room. I loved watching them have sex. I watched all the time. Sometimes I would go sit on the bed where they were fucking and just watch, up close and personal. I could see their sweat, smell their scents, and had unlimited access to the animal instinct in action. Life lessons. I learned so much from my friends. I asked the details about how to give head correctly, how to get fucked in the ass properly, about how to be double fucked and love it. They taught me how to drink cum, and I learned to crave it. I had sex with most of these guys, and many more gay men around the same time. I had plenty of opportunity to practice my newly acquired gay skills. Even though I did have sex with them, when they were having gangbangs in the house, I never asked to join in. Instead, I just watched so I could learn more. The baths. As a fag hag, I was able to get into the baths a few times. I was the only girl there, and oh my fucking God, was it a treat to be there. The men were either naked or wrapped in a towel, and I wandered around in my tight-ass mini-dress, copious rhinestones, and 4-inch come-fuck-me pumps. I was taught how to put makeup on by the drag queens so as painted for filth. My long, long hair was always hanging loose. I loved going into the black room, where dozens of men were having animal sex with each other. I couldn't see anything, but stood against the wall and listened to the sucking, the moaning, the grunts, and the orgasms of the horny men around the room. The black room was the most anonymous of all the places to get laid, and that knowledge was so fucking hot. I also would look for someone to watch in the rooms that lined the building. Men would be sitting inside, stroking themselves, inviting someone, anyone, in for some lovin'. When there were 2 or 3 in the room and they began having sex, I would stand at the door and watch. Good God, did it turn me on! The bookstore. But what turned me on even more than the baths were the glory holes. I would go in with my gay friends, giggling nervously at first, and then squeeze into that little cubicle that was showing a silent porn movie on the wall. Of course, it was gay porn. There was a bench. Now there are toilets more than benches. And I sat on it and waited with my friend for a cock to be pushed through the hole in the wall. Once one was, my fag friend would get on his knees, open his mouth, and begin the ritual that men have known since the beginning of time. I watched closely. I loved seeing his cheeks bulge out with the pressure, hear him gag sometimes. God, I get wet hearing that gagging sound. And then drink the shots of cum that inevitably poured into his mouth. I commanded they drink every fucking drop, and I would get pissed if they let any drip out of their mouths. Ha! My early days as a mistress. When they pushed their cocks through the hole, I got bored quickly. It was fine and dandy watching him grunt and push, but it was a lot more fun watching that cock in the mouth. I love gay sex. What is so amusing about all of this is it imprinted me deeply. Who knew that at 45 I would still totally get off on men having sex? But holy fuck, do I love watching a man with a cock in his mouth, with a cock in his ass? Shiver. I can't tell you how much it turns me on. When I go to sex parties, I gravitate towards the men having sex. Most are straight, as you cocksucking men here know, which is a turn-on all by itself. It is so fucking hot watching a man take a cock in the mouth or the ass for the first time. How scared they are, but how quickly they acclimate and open themselves up to the experience. So delicious to witness. So you men who love cock, comment and call and tell me about your experiences from the first time until this morning when you snuck into your office. That's why you go in early, isn't it? Something we share, you and I. We have so much to talk about.